would never know she had any of these problems. She was always happy, never complained, never ever asked you for anything. Whenever you went to visit her, it was always about you. She talked about you. I don't know many people that had the peckle that she had to carry for all these years. And she did it, unfortunately, by herself. I'm not saying that David didn't help, or Marilyn, or Ari. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying the community did not help because I was not here, but I'm sure they did help. But to carry inside your heart much of the suffering and hurt that she had without ever showing it outward is a remarkable person. I think the only way you can do it is not because she was a great actress. It's because deep down, I think she was a happy, fulfilled person. She was a generous person in her personality, in her caring about you. There's no way she was such an unbelievable actress that she'd go through her life always smiling if she carried the pain. Either she did, and she hid it really well, or she was a person who somehow, whatever was going her way, she accepted it, and she moved on, and she was something that, some person we could all learn from, but that is a remarkable meeting. Yesterday, Ari brought some books that were in her house to the show. I was surprised she had so many swords. I really was. Most women don't. I'm not knocking women, God forbid, but she had a whole bunch. Every year, I send out, before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, before Sukkot, before Yom Kippur, I send out halachas. Because I know most people don't learn. Instead of calling me with all their questions, and I hate when people call me, send out the list of all the questions that they could ask, and it's there. I opened up her book she had on Sukkot. My list of Sukkot questions and answers were there in order. 2006, 2007, 2008. I opened up the Hanukkah book, 2007, 2008, 2009. Every one that she saved them all. I did revamp them sometimes. It wasn't that she just kept them all. And she marked the year. I am very moved. Either she thought I wasn't going to mail new ones, or she chazered them. But whatever the case is, in each one of these storm that she had, these art school books on every yontif, she had the halacha, she cared, she knew, she was a remarkable person. I never saw her complain, I never saw her angry, I never saw her even yell about accessori because we never talked about accessori, but she was someone who obviously had it hard, but she accepted everything with a great equanimity, and that made it easier for her. That's something we can learn from, and she truly was an Eishes Chayim. It says that there's a ben adam lachavero that trumps ben adam lamarko. We all speak about having perfect midos and good characteristics. She really was, and I think we took it for granted because she never complained and she only spoke about you. She never spoke about her. In hindsight, I feel bad that I didn't spend more time with her. I didn't visit her more. I didn't call her more. Because she never, ever asked for anything from anybody. She really was that wonderful person. And if you want to learn proper midos from a remarkable person, I think she was that person that understood lifneihem, ben adam lachavero, to be that wonderful person, not just a wonderful mother, but a wonderful friend, and a wonderful neighbor, a wonderful worker. She was that person who took all of the ben adam lachavero. And she really did elevate herself for all of these years. And she was someone that I will miss, and we should all miss, because she was a treasure that we did not realize until she passed away. She was a remarkable person. She was an Eishes Chayil, and something that we will miss, and something we can learn from. She should be a Melitza Yesharah for the entire family, for the entire neighborhood, and I know that I miss her.
On some level, this is Shus HaRabbanim. Shus HaChagadol. for me, on many levels, this is much harder than the Hesped. For a couple reasons. For the Levaya, for the I think when I landed, it was more of a shock when I first. And deep down, I felt, okay, there was a 50-50 chance when I landed that it was going to be happening. I didn't really believe it. When I saw my father-in-law at the airport, I still didn't believe it, but I went through the motions. And even tonight, standing up here tonight, still very hard for me to believe. To the point that I really didn't write, maybe because I had to. The main reason is not only because I spoke over Shabbat, but also I had a marathon over the last 72 hours to finish the Mishnayos that I. And that's one of the reasons I never ever pledge Mishnayos, because either I'm a perfectionist, and therefore to be able to learn the Mishnayos, I don't want to just read it, or I just don't have time, and therefore. In my older age, I stopped being mitchayev myself to take Mishnayos because I knew I would never do it and always have to do a Taras Adarim. But this time it was for my mother, Allah Shalom, and I wanted to do it well. So my thoughts are a little less collected and a lot more talking from my heart, even though some of the Torah I'm going to say, I've thought about it, even spoke to Rav Rael and the Rav in Romer, who's here tonight, and friend of both myself and my brother. And hopefully I'll make a siyum for the Mishnayos. I guess before I even say it, there are certain people here besides my father and my mother who are not here. That are very meaningful to me. And that's even more difficult, is that my wife Leah and my children, who are crying with me that they're missing their mother, their grandmother. And when I spoke at Shiva here, it was very different being the Shiva in Staten Island and the Shiva in Eben Shmuel. One of the things I had said at that point was maybe because I was so busy with everything I was doing, but one of the things that I was expressing was how much the hurt of my mother being such a good person, how much she was going to hurt that my kids wouldn't be able to play Ramikyu with her, and all the love that she gave to everybody else, how much Allah has kama vakama she would give to my children. So as much as, thank God over the years I've learned there's no such thing as out of sight, out of mind, very much my wife Leah, who every time my mother would come, I would go work in yeshiva, say, yeah, mom, come. No problem, we'll take good care of you. And I was in yeshiva, and I made sure to be machmir to Rabbeinu Tam to be in yeshiva while my mother was there, shalom bayit. And really, Leah really took care of taking her every single place. And my kids, each one of them had a special relationship where in this last 14 days when I was walking, when I would come home on early, I come home on Mondays and Tuesdays to spend time with the children in the afternoon. So I would always walking to the 7 o'clock Marav, I take a walk with Nava, who is my second after Chagai. And we would walk, and she always a very, very sensitive soul. And she would talk about her grandma and how much she's going to miss her. So I'm standing here, but I'm. As much as today in the last 48 hours have been probably up there in the top five of the most difficult 48 hours of my life, as much as there have been other hours that are difficult. And I felt very alone, but at the same time I know when I was WhatsApping Leah, she was just trying to figure out what she could say to make me feel better. It was very, very difficult. So I guess that was an introduction because that wasn't planned. But what I'd like to speak about is two parts tonight. Number one is some of the memories that I didn't get to say, some random memories of my mother, that I thought about coming here and connected into a mahalach that I've thought over the last 30 days based on the nichumim that I received from many people here in this room and from my talmidim and friends. I guess I'll skip to the point that I even thought about, and then bring it home to the Torah message, because this is the essence I thought about when I was flying was that I wanted to say to my mother and my father. I said it to David before I left in the Shiva. It was really to my mother what I was going to be saying, which is, Mom, the fact that you're not here anymore really hurts a tremendous amount. But I will tell you that as a result of getting a lot of nechama from all of your friends, I'll just mention a special Billy and Miriam Schreiber who are here, who I read my mother's speech yesterday, both at my Ufrof and at my Sheva Brachos, how she mentioned how Billy and Miriam were always tremendous friends and helpful. But I wanted to say that, Mom, as a result of you, I know for a fact, I and a lot of other people are going to be much better people in this world. I believe that sentence, which is Charut Bili Bi, is ingrained in my heart, is maybe the message of what the different Nichum Avelim, the greetings that people say. And there's a whole machloket of what are you supposed to say, and we know the regular greeting is Hamakom Yenachem Etchem Betoch Shar Avel Etzion Yerushalayim. And what first got me going was when everyone trips over the word, are you supposed to say Etchem or Otcha? And that in itself is a whole discussion which I'm not going to talk about tonight. Just briefly, I was speaking to the rabbi last night who owes me a Rav Schwab about what the exact Hamakom Makom is, why Dafka, the Shem Hashem of Hamakom. But what grabbed me over the last 30 days were the different greetings that I received. Number one, I sat in Eretz Yisrael, and there they follow the Shita Sarambam that says that it's Min HaShamayim Tenuchamu. That they say, based on the Rambam, that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should feel, for lack of a better English word, feeling condolences, feeling consoled. Then they had the English greeting and the South African greeting. And there it was Arichus Yom, which at the beginning really just took me up, just like, what is that? They come over to me and they say, I wish you a long life. And it was weird. It was odd. I didn't understand what it meant. It made me think. And to be open when a lot of people would say, only Simchos in America. They would say, only Simchos. That also bothered me at the beginning. I'm in the middle of probably the biggest grief of my life right now. And people are saying to me, only Simchas. So I know the simple pshat is that we should share smachot together in the future. But I didn't understand the minhag Yisrael. People would say, V'lo tosif da'ava od, where Rav Neven Zal had said in his sefer, there was no makor for that minhag. But Baruch Hashem, after putting things together, I think there's a lot of depth in Minhag Yisrael around the world. And it's based on what I saw both by the Chief Rabbi Mervis from England and also an essay by Rav Soloveitchik in the Masorah Journal in Tafshin Nun Aleph to explain what is the essence of Nechama. What does it mean, Nechama? And he bases it, Rav Soloveitchik based the concept of Nechama, surprisingly, is not, if you look at it, most people think Nechama when you are coming to console the mourner, to Menachem the Avel. However, Rav Soloveitchik, quoting his grandfather Rav Chaim, was Mechadesh, at least in my eyes, that it's not only a mitzvah for the to give Nechama to the Avel, but there's a mitzvah for the Avel to receive Nechama, to be Midnachem, to be consoled, to the point that even it might be a Maisa. There might be an act of shaking your head or nodding your head that you are minucham. And he explained that that might be the application of what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avelos, that he says, Yeirah Eli, that the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim actually supersedes and transcends the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim is only with Chaim, but Nichum Avelim is actually a chesed both to the Chaim and the mate. Rav Soloveitchik had explained that somehow Nichum Avelim is a nihug of Avelut, it's some act or, for better word, lack of better word, a custom or a hanhaga of Avelut. And what does it mean that it's a chesed for meitim? So the regular metaphysical interpretation, this is why some say, we say amakom yinachem etchem, even if it's a yachid, is because somehow the soul is hovering around, especially in the Beit Avel. And it's a chesed for the mate also. Rav Soloveitchik gave it a little less metaphysical interpretation. And it gave me a tremendous amount of nechama also. He explained, based on a Be'er Hagola in Siman Shinayin Vav, quoting the Rabbeinu Haigon, that says, that the halacha says, there ina menachamim rashaim liftoach. The people that are consoling are not allowed to open up their mouth. Now the halacha says, ad sha'avel is poteach tchila. However, Rabbeinu Haigon said that it's until the avel says, baruch dayan ha'emet. And the Ramban quotes it in Torah Sa'adim. Rav Soloveitchik explained that the whole concept of, in this case, me being the Avel, feeling the being a mitzvah to be mitnachim, is a hemsheikh of tziduk hadin. It's the concept of a continuation of saying that there is a ribonu shalom, and kishem shemivorchin al hatova, kach mivorchin al ra'ah. And sitting today in pizza and Dairy Palace, crying, learning Mishnayos, thinking about this concept, I thought that the truth is that if I wasn't Jewish, and I remember seeing my mother being buried in the ground, I would say, like, I feel like Koheles. What is all this? What's the point? Lo yirbe kavod beiso. However, the nechama of being able to not only have friends and family and talmidim to be menachem you, but to be mitnachem. The biggest nichum or nihug avelut of a kiyum, of a chesed with a mate, is to be able to say, like I started with my mother, that to say to the mate that tzadikim mimitatam kruim chayim, that because of your legacy, both what you wrote in a letter that I cried when I was cleaning up the house with Marilyn, that at the end of the Sheva Brachos, you said your dream was that my brother and I will be close. That's the plan. And to be able to understand that was one of your legacy, to be one of glue, of caring about people, caring about family. Maybe that's also the pshat of Hamakom Yinachem Etchem, that the idea is that you're living on through your children. And that's the Arichut Yamim that people from England, from South Africa, greet. This is what Rabbi Mervis had said at the funeral, and he quoted from the Imre Emes, the son of the Svas Emes. Svas Emes was the Ger Rebbe that died at a young age, also at 58. And his son, the Imre Emes, gave him a eulogy and said that, oh, you had such arichus yamin. And people were aghast. How can you say I have arichus yamin? You were so young at 58. And he explained that every single day wasn't a quantitative, but it was a qualitative presentation of his life. And that's when people are greeting you, arichus yamin, they're saying that your life is going to be better because of who my mother and my father, aleihem hashalom, were. This is what the simcha, Rav Soloveitchik explained, nechama, is to be able, when you hear all of the stories of who my mother was, who my father was, to be able to have that responsibility, but to have that simcha on some level, to be able to turn it around from the deep avelos that I feel to the simcha of that nechama. Just a couple of I guess, random memories. And then I'll just make a hadron where my Talmidim finished Shas Mishnayos. I did Bava Metzia. Just a couple of things that I didn't get to say, I guess, at the Levaya also. Some random memories that I saw. People who knew my mother. First, the gifts that she bought for my children. Not only all the time that she was giving, but Marilyn and I found a whole box that she already bought gifts. I can imagine on the Sundays that she went always to buy gifts for the kids. And that's connected to her shitav, the birthday card of her very distinct handwriting that we had of, you know, sending kisses and always me wanting to open up the birthday card or hopefully trying to get that $20 or $50 gift, always looking for it. And there are these random memories that I have that is that much harder when I was sitting in Dairy Palace today, where I mentioned to my brother that I wanted to go to Carvel to be able to buy her random ice cream soda, which she liked, and it's chocolate ice cream soda with strawberry ice cream. And for me, these are things where I'm sitting, and this was the time that I would be with her. My mother was not only great with languages, which I think helped me, but also the concept of when I was going together with Marilyn, seeing a mount of Tehillim that she would say, and she wrote over every single name from the, if you would copy from the Young Israel of Staten Island announcements of the Cholim list, my mother would write it over and over. I'm going to conclude now with the Siyum. And just one point as I conclude is that the Mishnayos that I learned, and I guess really since I've been working, I'm here to give fahers, and the last 48 hours made me stop and really grieve, I guess. I really felt the avelut, the sadness, the loss. And I guess it was not by chance that I was learning Bava Metzia. In the Mishnah, it's well known that it's the same letters of Neshama. But it made me feel of the concept of her breaths, of the trouble that she was having breathing in the hospital. And the 2 points that I took of Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmat Ruach Chaim, the concept of how important it is to the Ruach Memalala, like the Targum Onkelos says, the breathing and the importance of speech comes very strong in many cases in Maseches Bava Metzia, whether it's the concept of Shlichus Yad B'Pikadam, the end of the third parak, that Choshev is even B'Dibor, according to Shitas Beit Shammai, whether it's Onas Dvarim, whether it's Ribbis B'Dibor. Maybe that's why I took upon myself to give over Shmiras Alashon Shir, Le'eloi Nishmas, my mother, over the last, when it started again, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and I hope to continue. But as I said, the conclusion is really just of the Aveda, the pure Aveda that I feel. And as I said, I hope the Nechama comes that through true Simcha of continuing on with her legacy. The last Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, it's the Perek of Bayit Valiyah, says as follows, Shtei Ginot, of two people, two gardens of two people, Zoa Gabisu, it's one on top of the other, and there is a midrone, there's a slope that's separating them. For example, one's on the mountain, the other one's in the valley. Vayarak bin Taim, and there is a vegetable or vegetation that's growing in between them. Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon, the Yerek belongs to the upper person in the garden. The Fishu Kati explains because it's getting its sustenance from the dirt of the upper garden. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yerek belongs to the lower owner of the garden because it gets its sustenance from the moisture of the air. Amar Rabbi Meir, Im Yirtzeh Ha'Elyon Likach Et Afaro, if the other person wanted to take away all the dirt and to even it out, Ein Kan Yerek, or Ein Kan Yerak, therefore the Yerek is really only getting its sustenance from the upper dirt, and therefore it should belong to the upper owner of the garden.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, im yirtza atachton, lemalot et ginato. If the other person, he could also be a schnook and also take the dirt and lift it up. Also an ein kan yerak. He also has the ability to make sure that the yerak won't have its sustenance because it's getting its sustenance from the moisture in the air, therefore belongs to him. Amar Rabbi Meir, me'achar sheshneim yichol nimchot zel zeh. Both of them have this koach of mecha'ah, being able to show and demonstrate their mastery over the vegetable. Ro'in me'echan yerak zechai. He says, go look where it's actually getting sustenance. He's saying that it really comes from the dirt, and give it to him. Amar Rabbi Shimon, kol she'a elyon yachol lefshot et yadov litol. Harehu shalom. Rabbi Shimon, paskins like Rabbi Meir, that says that since it's coming from the dirt, it belongs to the upper person. Vashar shal tachton, but the elyon, the rest of it, the rest of the yerek will belong to the bottom owner, since the upper owner was mafkir, deems ownerless the bottom part because he doesn't want to go in to take things into somebody else's reshut. Alachaz like Rabbi Shimon, salik meseches bav metzia, and also salik shisha sidrei mishnah leiloi nishmas lebas yosef. Hadron alach shisha sidrei mishnah v'hadron alach daitan alach shisha sidrei mishnah daitan alon lo nishni minach shisha sidrei mishnah v'lo nishni minon lo ba'amadim lo ma'adosi harav no adonai elohino zdivrei sorosch befino fi asam chabei shov ni kulonu אנחנו וצצואינו וצצאים חבי שוק קולוניו לשמח ועומדי סורסך לשמוע מאויבי תחכמיני מצוסך כי לא עולם הילי יהי ליבי תמים בחוקך למען לא יבוא שלעולם לא אשכח בתחודך כי בם חייסני ברוך אתו אדוני למדיני חוקך אמן 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 צלו ועד מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלהינו ולא יבסינו ששמת חלקנו מיושב ביס המדרש ולא מיש מקרונוס שאנו משקים מהם משקים אנו משקים דברי תורו והם משקים מהם לדבורים בתל Onu mailem heim on mehem, onu mailem kavim schar, veheim on mailem venem kavim schar. Onu rotsim heim rotsim, onu rotsim chayelam abav, veheim rotsim verashachah, shenemar. Vata elim toridim leverashachah, san shidami memirol lo yechtsui mehem. Vani evtach boch, yirotsim alfanecha adonai lahai. Kishem shazarta ni, benu lesayim, shisayim mishna, kach tazreini, ve... Kulam. Latchil svarim achrim lesayimam, lelamor lamei, lishmor velasot lakayim, mekoli vei talmud torotech biyava. Uzchus kol atanoim, vetamidei chachamim, neskarim, bishish, sidim mishna, tamoli lezari. שלא תמוש התורה מפי ומפי זרים וזר זרי על עולם ויוקיים בי בישלך תנך עושך בשכבה תשמור עליך והקיצוס יהיסי שיחך כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנוסחה עם אורך ימים במינו ובשמאל ראש בכבוד אדוני עוזם ויתן אדוני ברך שמו בשלום יזכדל ויזכדש מרבה ביומד יהודי סיידו עשי לחד סוף ואחיה מסייל ועשה כל יעשון לך ילמו ונבנו קרתו די ירושלים ירושלים לשח לא יחלב מרבה אלו מהקרב וחונם ונוגברה נוחרו אמין ארו לאסב הפחנו דשמי ידעס ראי גרם לך קוצ'ה בריחו במחוסי ויקרי חי יחון וביום יחון וחי יחון וחי יחון וחי יחון וזמן קריבים מרו אמין ישמי רבה מבורך לעולם ומי עולם היו יספרח וישכבח ויספור ויסרמם ויסנסה ויסעדור ויסעלה ויסעלות שמי דקודשה בריחו ליה אלו מן כל ברכסו ושירה סעדוש ברכסו ונך מסעד אמירם ביום אבי מרו אמין על ישראל ורבנון ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי סמידיון ועל כל מנדוס כי מראי סעדי ועשר עדים די בכל עשר ועשר Helon Khan Shamara Bakina Bakhiz the Brahmin Khanrich and Mazar Vikhe. For Kanami Kadama Vundi Vishmay Vimirua main. Hey Shlomarab min Shemay Vhaimalino Vyalko Yisrav Vimirua main. Se Shalom Imramavu Ya Se Shalom Alino Vyalko Yisrav Vimirua main.
So about the 9 o'clock.
I knew your mother's cooking, but
I knew the order.
There it
is. You know how many kosher bakery bags we had? You know how many those bags?
Would you like one?
Professional development.
Yeah, why, David?
No. Oh, my God.
I got the right house. Actually, no, I got one guy first. Plus that guy, poor guy. He sounds like he gets the calls a lot. It's like,
you know it already.
He's like, yeah, that's not me.
You don't let anybody into these things. Good.
Hi, Elite 3.
It's been a little while.
It has been a while.
No, this guy's. This guy, if I didn't know him, I'd be in big trouble.
The Upper West Side.
West Side?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good Chazak.
I don't know. My wife's showing me articles about you and various publications.
He's moved up. What do you mean? You should know.
Creating jobs for him is a good deal.
There's no Jewish community that doesn't have a lot.
There's a harem up in Washington Heights. He can't walk into Washington Heights now.
No, but tell the story about your brother. First day, I didn't know his brother was the greeting person who walked right into the building. I didn't know that. David operated.
You're saying your first day you started the OU?
Listen to this. I walk in, and of course she greets everyone every day, smiling, always the first one there. She greets me. She saw me. She said, "Who are you?" She knew that we were friends. She said her last name, then I figured it out. So I sit at my desk, and I'm figuring out what to get. Guy comes in, looks at my computer. I don't have an email, nothing, right? Nothing. Open up my email. I already had an email for you. Why? Because your mother called you and gave her my email.
Right.
So my first email is from you because of your mom. That's who she was. That's it. She was watching the whole day, watching everyone go in and out. Usually you lose. It was unbelievable. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got to my desk. I had an email.
I said, "We'll come up or something."
No, I'm saying, like, no one can have my email. My wife didn't have my email.
True. Well, your wife could have probably couldn't guess.
You know, until David would tell the stories that I couldn't have ever figured that out. In other words, like, I get a little bored. Like, I wasn't really paying attention at every point, but like, she was like gathering and finishing houses.
Yeah, that's what she said.
She would write notes.
She would write everything down. Paul Ari.
Yeah.
Paul Rizzo.
That's how she was. Like, she never put it down. Like, it sticks with you, because like, you remember those little things. Like, it's like a little nervous. It's a little nerve-wracking.
First
day? I think I missed you by a day.
It was extremely challenging.
Can I sit on this table?
Yeah, please do.
Let me see.